The Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Off to the Philippines now, and while many countries in Southeast Asia have seen a big increase in tourism over the last decade, the Philippines, with its population of about 100 million, seems to have been overlooked. Now the author of a new pictorial travel guide hopes to change people's view of the country. I spoke with Kiki Dia about her book, Journey Through the Philippines. She told me she can't understand why more people aren't visiting this fascinating archipelago of over 7,000 islands.
You know, the Philippines isn't very well explored. Most people tend to go to Thailand or Malaysia, which of course are absolutely stunning, but the Philippines is always overlooked. And I'm hoping the book will be able to show potential visitors, you know, what the Philippines is all about. Most people don't really know much about it. So hopefully it'll encourage more tourism and make people understand what a wonderful country it is.
Kiki told me that with so many islands to choose from, there's a huge variety of landscapes on offer.
There are thousands of islands, but they are very different. Some of them have, you know, bubbling volcanoes. Others have spectacular white sand beaches. The Cordilleras in northern Luzon are home to stunning rice terraces. Even Batanes, which is the remotest province, and the topography, even just on these islands, is completely different from the mainland. For example, the weather there is very different. It rains a lot more. The islands don't look tropical like they do in the rest of the country. They look quite hilly, a bit like an island, actually.
And just like the landscape, the culture changes across the country too.
In the tribal heartland in the north, in northern Luzon, you know, life there is certainly very, very different from the rest of the country. The tribes have age-old traditions. Of course, that's very different from the way people live in Manila, which is a very modern metropolis, which in its turn is very different from how people live in the Visayas, in the centre of the country. You know, life there is very different. People live off fishing.
So I asked Kiki where a visitor should start. Many will kick off their trip in the huge, sprawling capital, Manila.
Many people are daunted about visiting the capital, but personally, I actually really liked it. It has some wonderful little pockets. It's very vibrant. It has the oldest Chinatown in the world, and it has some excellent, excellent museums. So I would even recommend visiting Manila, or even, you know, if somebody's there for an extended period of time, spending a few days exploring the city.
Kiki has another city recommendation.
Baguio in northern Luzon. Well, it was once a sort of a mountain retreat, but now it's become a bit of a bustling city, and it's home to a number of artists, and there are a number of excellent museums there and fun, quirky cafes and restaurants.
If you're seeking a true island paradise, Kiki says you should head for the island of Palawan.
These incredible limestone formations that jut out of crystal clear waters.
And there are two amazing sights that all tourists should have on their must-see list.
The chocolate hills of Bohol are a major attraction. It's quite an incredible landscape when you look at it. It literally just looks like there are lots of little chocolates spreading into the distance. And then I guess the UNESCO rice terraces in Banaue, and that's another sort of picture postcard scenery. Trekking through the rice terraces is certainly any highlight of any trip to the Philippines, and I would most certainly recommend it to anyone. And you can also overnight in traditional Ifugao huts. Ifugao, one of the tribes from this area of the Philippines, which certainly makes for a fantastic experience.
Just a word of warning, some of the southern areas of the Philippines are considered unsafe.
Mindanao is largely off the tourist track because of political upheaval in recent years. However, it does attract a number of surfers, especially to Siargao, which is an island that hosts the a massive surfing event, which attracts professional surfers from all over. So there are a number of people who do visit, but there are certain pockets of the island where it's advised not to go.
But you won't need to learn Filipino to get by.
Most people anyway speak English perfectly.
As a developing country, Kiki says travel can sometimes be a challenge and takes patience.
Inevitably, because there are over 7,000 islands, it is difficult to travel from one to the other. I mean, most travellers inevitably take at least one internal flight when they're there. And with in terms of the infrastructure, I guess you just need to be a bit laid back and go with the flow. I mean, and you need to probably factor in a bit more time traveling from one place to the other, and then, you know, just have a bit of a sense of adventure and go with what happens.
For more than 250 pictures from this diverse country, check out Journey Through the Philippines by Kiki Dia. It's available on Amazon.